You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good evening and welcome to Winners and Losers from the LFC Day Trippers. Apologies for a few minutes late, that's my fault. I take full responsibility. With me tonight is Pete and Phil, and I'm going to be very honest with you from the very, very start. I have not got a fucking clue what we're doing on this show tonight. I tried to get winners and losers off the lads. Phil pretends to give you winners and losers and then doesn't really give you anything. Pete just gives you the same stuff every week, and then Phil gives out fuck to him for giving him the same stuff every week. So I just said, lads, look, I'll see you at 10 o'clock. I can't be doing this. As you may notice on your screen, big quiz on Wednesday, 10 p.m. We done one last Wednesday. It was so much fucking fun. It went down to the last question. The link is on the screen and also in the show description if you want to take a note of that for Wednesday at 10 p.m. We will have a prize for the winner as well, like we did last Wednesday. So go and check that out. Phil, how are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm drinking in LA.
Yeah.
26. Yeah. My money and my beer.
Come here. Are you so excited because the World Game starts in 3 days?
That's fantastic. The opening ceremony.
Did I see something earlier? And I could be wrong because I was literally running around like a lunatic here. The Smurfs are the mascots.
I sent you a picture of the lads. Yeah. They look like the Smurfs. Or else, I think there seems to be a heavy investment in the colour blue in the War Games because the roller rink track, because they're on the stand. Remember the roller rink track, the picture
show? We need to talk a bit more about that later,
Ray
actually.
Dicko, right? Well, that's actually a picture from the roller track with the stands put in, Gav.
Okay.
So those are the stabs. That isn't just like something knocking up to a high school or something like that and they just took a picture of Smurfs. The mascots and the track.
We will do a bit on the War Games later because it's 3 days out. Phil has never been as excited about anything. I've ever seen him tonight.
I have to explain to people how they can watch, because like it's available to everyone in the world to watch the War Games, right? Because it's the most important thing of the summer. It's the event of the summer. Yeah. I need to explain to you all where you can watch the War Games. And for any of you who are lucky enough to be living in America land, I can also tell you where you can get a 1 hour highlight show that's on every night that captures the day's events from the War Games 2022 in Birmingham.
Can we get that here?
I'm sure we can.
IPTV, like, can we get on our IPTV?
You could, if you have CBS Sports Network, you'll be able to watch the 1 hour recap.
We do. Pete, how are you? Phil is so excited. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And he has me Googling. To be honest, when Phil started going on about this a couple of weeks, months ago, to be honest, I remember thinking, we're in Phil land now, he's making things up. Do you know what I mean? Another mix of things. But it's an actual real thing, and it's a real thing to get excited about. So, yeah, I think I'll be jumping on the bandwagon and definitely having a look.
Yeah, we're going to go through probably, like, people have watched this show week on week will know exactly what the World Games are and some of the events that we've mentioned. But at the end, we will give out the website for the World Games. Phil, I'd like you to go through your top 10 events in the World Games by the end of this. Give out all information as to where they can watch it, the highlights, packages, and then we have to have a talk about how they literally just dropped a rollerblading arena.
In the middle of a car park.
Shopping center car park. Like, it's just
not even the Liffey Valley shopping center. It's the Northside shopping center car park. That's what it is.
Yeah. Right? It's the Donnelly shopping center car park.
The Omni.
It's unbelievable.
Surfaced in 1986 and never resurfaced since then, but they put a roller track on it. It's
absolutely
great.
Phenomenal gear, but we'll definitely do that towards the end. Anyone that's tuned in and gone, where's the football gear? Listen. Football isn't back yet. We're going to talk about anything we want on Winners and Losers until the season comes back.
Great shout, Red Steve.
What?
Great shout, that Red Steve. This is a winning kit. This is a winning kit. Double winners night.
Red Steve says the winner of the week is P for that kit. Fair play. P, I'll come to you. You can throw a winner or a loser at me. You can do what you fucking like. There's no structure to
Phil, this. Phil, we got a coin. Phil hated my winner. My original winner today, he hated. But let's go.
What was your original winner? Just so we can explain this.
The original winner again for me was, and you're right, Gav. I'm so blinded by Liverpool and how great they are. My winner was with Julian Ward. He's only 2 minutes in the job and he's boiling piss by getting all sorts of fellas to sign new contracts and new fellas to come here, and you know, contrast that to everyone else. But let's go hard in on the loser. We were all unanimous. Even Davo in the group today was two-footing Gary Neville. Can we just get stuck into Gary Neville, Phil? I mean, can we just get stuck into, I mean, I just thought the day that, for me, the day that, if you're not starting the clock, we can just start.
It's no, there's no clock. You walk away.
Oh, fantastic. For me, I mean, listen, Gary, anyone that follows me on Twitter knows that normally, politically, I like the bloke. My only problem with him as a Liverpool fan is the same problem anybody else has. You know, he absolutely hates us, but his politics are usually sound. I know Phil disagrees with me on that. You know, he's a kind of, you know, plastic soapbox fella. But in fairness, at least he makes the right noises. But whenever this fella makes a prediction about Liverpool Football Club, I always rub my hands together. Lately, I rub my hands together because it's like everybody else that's kind of a rival to Liverpool. It's all wishful thinking. You know, I mean, originally is the big take that everyone is hammering him over. Was, I think last year, the year before, I said Salah will be gone within 12 months. Liverpool is temporary. There's something not quite right at Liverpool. And then for me, the icing on the cake was within an hour of his tweet about, you know, Salah on Friday, Cristiano Ronaldo pretty much announced the fact that he wants to be anywhere but at Manchester United. He wants to be somewhere competitive, which obviously tickles me pink because they're having their little hoodie party last year about how much he loves Manchester United. And I just think it's funny. I mean, the fella couldn't be any wider of the mark if he tried. I think there's like a parody fella has robbed his Twitter account and has decided to pretend to be Gary Neville. I'm just enjoying watching him wriggle in the sun. And to top it all off, looking at Jamie Carragher having the crack with Salah's agent, who I still don't like, to be honest. I still say the fella is a bit of an idiot. But at least he got his main client to sign on the dotted line. You know, that really was the icing on the cake. The fact that the two lads had us all over on Friday, and then within an hour was signing. Gary Neville was all over it. And every take he's had over the last 2 or 3 years was just repeated and thrown in his face. And he had a little bit of a hissy fit between himself and Jamie Carragher. So I'm really enjoying looking at him squirm like a worm at the end of a hook, to be quite honest with you.
Phil. He has thrown Gary Neville up there as a loser of the week. Would you like to say anything on him?
Only
I'm hoping it's quite brief because I've loads to say.
yeah, only if you're paying attention to Gary Neville at the moment. You're the loser of the week, not Gary Neville.
Mm.
Right. Honestly, What more? Like, why give the guy airtime? Doesn't deserve it. He's a fucking duplicitous person who spends his time giving out about people that he's mimicking when it comes to various different things as engaged. And listen, all fair play to him for wanting to put money back into a city and do all that type of stuff. And some of the stuff that away from football he talks about, fine, it's got a good morals and it's got good things. But honestly, I don't care what Gary Neville's opinions are on Liverpool Football Club. Why would I? He has a bias that's there, and it's quite open to see. And to be fair, most of the things he's saying about them, about Liverpool, when you get into the season, get into the games, is generally positive, and it's between gritted teeth, and he hates the fact that we're absolutely brilliant at the moment. So I don't see any point in paying attention to him. So much the other things that you could have paid attention to people, but if you want to pay attention to Gary Neville, fair play.
Well, I do pay attention to him because I find it highly amusing. Red Steve says, coincidentally, we saw a rat out the back earlier. We've put the blue stuff down. Should sort the wee fucker out. I don't know why he's throwing Viagra around the back his back garden. But listen, if that's what they do in your neck of the woods, Red Steve, fair play to you. And also, like, you must have a serious supply if you're throwing it around your back garden to try to catch a rat. Neville is a parody. It's as simple as that. So many things he said is just insane. So if you walk backwards, you know, he tweets where he says, you know, Salah has played Liverpool. And like Pete says, we're in an hour, Ronaldo on 170 grand more a week than Salah is saying that he wants to leave. The whole thing about something not right at Liverpool was all done in hope rather than any reasoning behind it, and it didn't turn out very well for him. You know, he smells the fact that Salah will leave within 12 months. What was he smelling? Because he didn't have a fucking clue what he was talking about. That I think he says that in like 2019 or something. You know, that's 3 years ago. Salah goes on to win a league title. Maybe it was after the league title, he says it. But the biggest things for me is the politics stuff. Like, genuinely just wakes up one morning and decides he wants to be the leader of the Labour Party on social media, which is fucking insane, right? And probably spots a gap there because the leader of the Labour Party, from what I read, is just off his rocker. Right, not as much as Boris Johnson is, but you know, I'm probably not equally as mad or as inept, but is a bit fucking strange. So he's decided then that he's all about Boris Johnson. He's constantly about Boris Johnson. And he's not giving any solutions. He's just shouting things for the sake of shouting things, right? And that's the truth on Gary Neville when it comes to his politics. The biggest one for me though with Gary Neville has been when the Super League came around and he threw an absolute fit about the Super League. He said it would ruin football. It would ruin this. It would ruin that. Now, I agreed with him on a certain part, which was it would ruin domestic football. Because if you have five or six teams that can play in a Premier League and doesn't matter where they finish because they're getting 300 million at the end of the year, I completely get that. But he was doing it off the basis of Sky didn't have his company that he works for wasn't going to get any rights. The Zone was going to get everything in Canada, right? And then off the back of saying that it was going to, you know, devalue the Premier League, literally commentator Ellen Road and told Leeds United to devalue the Premier League by not trying against Liverpool, all on the pretense that Liverpool don't want competition. I just find them absolutely hilarious. And from what was, I think, a good pundit, when you actually, do you know what? No, he is a good pundit. If you put him in front of a screen with all his technology and he looks at things and characters the same, absolutely fine. But he's gone so far the other way, it's absolutely unbelievable. And at this moment, I think he's turned out to be more of a parody than he is a pundit. Because I don't see anything about football from him anymore. Anything that me or you could say, he says. He never says anything that me or you wouldn't spot anymore, because he doesn't spend any time doing football punditry. He spends it going through the politics of a country and a football club. After that, I don't know what he's doing, but that's just me. Phil, would you like to have a winner? Would you like to have a loser?
Yeah, I'm going to go with... So my winner of the week, because like, you know, football's out. Mo Salah was the winner of the week. He gets his new contract. He's on 500 million, 1,000 billion euro a week, right? And in terms of what he's getting, he deserves every penny of it. He's the best player in the world at this moment in time. So I've no issues with that whatsoever. But what fascinated me was where the lads are all going on holidays. Like, I literally was fascinated at this, and then started looking at pictures of where everyone was. And they're all in very nice places. I can't, like when Sadio Mane goes on holidays, before he left us, obviously he was a football player, he used to go back home and build hospitals and build schools and play on the dirt football pitches that he grew up with. There was a match there recently where he's playing with all his best mates, like a Hadji Diouf, all these lads.
He does phenomenal work in Senegal.
And this is not me being facetious at all. It's just it's incredible to see that he goes back and spends all his time in his community. And then you look at where the other lads go, and it's like basically paradise on earth. They find places that I've never seen in my life. They've basically find somewhere that can top Loris Karius's
never be topped. California.
Video. California. Drinking in LA.
The video in the summer 2018 was just
but fucking this is what outstanding. Football. This dead time in the football season to me is like normally we've been so buried, and it's probably
there's not enough paparazzi pictures of them though, Phil.
It's all
choreographed now. Like they're all sitting there and they're all posing in chairs. And
but that's because they get money for everything now for just turning up and being nice in the pictures, right?
Yeah.
And like even when you know this thing about look at the Malgo Mentors when they found out that Salah signed the contract, they were all with him on holidays. It wasn't like where you're off to, I'm just going to nip up the gaff there to get a change my shorts and I'll be back down to you in a few minutes. All right, grand, yet no bother at all. 5 hours later, after you shot press conferences, news reels, videos of him wearing the new Liverpool jersey, signing the contract and all this type of stuff comes down and then surprises him, goes, guess what? What were you doing? Signing a new contract with Liverpool. Yeah, I go, like, that's all choreographed. That was all like, yeah, whatever. Unless he was lashing out for a load of food. For the lads and saying, here you go, a load of chicken wings are coming to the table. I'm like, yeah, because you can't beat a few chicken wings, you know, halfway through a session, like, and it's just a load of chicken wings coming out of the table. A platter with sausages.
I'm not a big fan of eating when you're drinking.
Actually, no, they're probably all his mates are probably all Muslim, so they won't be eating the sausages, obviously, because they don't eat the sausages. So it'd be like chicken wings. Yeah, stick with the chicken wings. Chicken wings would be good for them. They'd enjoy the chicken wings. But Mykonos is gorgeous. I was there going, I've forgotten how nice Mykonos looked in terms of the pictures they had. It reminded me a bit of Santorini, in terms of where he was sitting with the blue sea in the background and the beautiful sort of reflection of the sun and everything that's going on. Yeah, I'm absolutely. So
you're
a lovely
fan of nice holiday destinations.
Holidays.
So hold on. So basically, Phil, you woke up this morning in the first week of July and went, do you know what the winner is? Holidays.
Holidays.
You're definitely not picking this in December, but July, like, just a light bulb moment where holidays.
Well, Harvey Elliott had a lovely holiday, load of pictures where he was like in a nice high rise sort of fancy rooftop area. That was pretty cool. Calvin Ramsey, he's 11. That poor fella's only 11, right? And he was
Dubai.
As soon as he signed for Liverpool, he disappeared off to Dubai and was
he's
doing
in Dubai
like,
before
picks.
He signed for Liverpool. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was obviously he's given a sign on bonus so he could go and have a bit of a holiday because otherwise he would have been in Butlins.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Right, just because I'm all with you. I love good holiday destinations. They look the business, and you get very jealous when you're looking at them, right? But what Liverpool player, past or present, right? Do you reckon if in this scenario would fit, right? So some Aniel bleeding coastal town, you know, in England. Not Blackpool, still lively. I want something really quiet. Is Skegness kind of quiet?
No.
Right.
Skegness is Caravan Town.
Margate.
Caravan Town.
Right.
Margate. Right, so Margate. Right. Not on the main pier of Margate. Just a bit off it, right? In a caravan. Now, I'm talking to Caravan and Father Ted where they've done the Irish dancing. You know, single axle job. You walk in.
Margate Town.
Yeah, right? So I want to know, right, and I'm talking like packets of digestive biscuits, few cans, smokes, right? And like, you know, like a windbreaker that you'd find at the beach, that people put up in the beach, that kind of as your perimeter for your garden, and just a wander down for a few points in the evening. What player, past or present, do you reckon, Liverpool player, do you reckon that would suit down to the fucking ground? So you have to take in the, like, little bit of a walk, no much entertainment, likes biscuits, smokes, few cans, windbreaker outside.
Basically, he was going to Cork Town on holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you reckon? Who do you reckon?
David Burrows owns a caravan in Cartown. I'm telling you, right?
Right.
I've been down there loads of times, and I've seen him in one of the amusements down in Pirates Cove playing crazy golf. Definitely, right?
David Burrows for you.
David Burrows.
He has that
mobile home head.
Right. Yeah, just for his face, yeah. Or John Walk. John Walk has that, you know, carny look. He could be walking there as a carnival extra, as good as he was as a player. Definitely John Walk or David Burrows.
Just says Jan Mowby. Curtis says Robbo. Antico says Mowby. Razor Ruddock.
Sean Dundee, because nobody knows what Igor he looks
Biscan.
Like.
Can I throw one out there?
Yeah, go on.
Dirk Kuyt. Suit it down to the ground.
And here's where I'll differ, right?
Eric Meyer is a show.
Kuyt is definitely is massively Dutch, right? Look, nobody even knows how to pronounce his name, and it has loads of random letters where they shouldn't be, right? And he's definitely he's going to stick out like a sore thumb in Cartown, because he's going to be wearing everything orange that has a Dutch flag and everything on it. Because when the Dutch go on holidays, they just wear orange.
Where did we say? In Margate.
But I know, right? But think about it. He only has orange clothes. Outside of his Liverpool gear, his whole wardrobe is just orange stuff because he's Dutch. That's what the Dutch do, right? Yeah. So essentially, not a caravan of at home. He's one of those continental drive around ramper vans that they have that the lads
like an old Volkswagen camper, like.
Yeah. He's Dutch now. They have the proper full end. Like, proper he's got gear. A motorbike on the back of it, along with the bikes as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And okay. Probably has a little trailer that he puts a small smart car in the back of that as well. Okay. So I wouldn't know. Dorkout wouldn't be a Margate man. He's definitely too nice.
Andy Carroll, I would say, probably.
Andy Carroll is one of the carnies in
the Cartown. But you have to remember, like, I can't see Andy Carroll wanting to get up and walk down the town to get himself a few bits. You have to be kind of, there has to be layers to this fella.
Yeah, earthy kind of.
Do you know what I mean? Look, I reckon Klopp could do it. I reckon Klopp could definitely do it.
John Walk without his front teeth.
Yeah, John Walk. Yeah.
Tommy Smith's a great shout from Matt Sweeney, in fairness. Tommy Smith probably was there.
Steve Harkness is a shout, man, Dicko.
Yeah.
Good shout. Red Steve says Doug Kuyt will be teaching salsa classes twice a week in the community hall to the mums. He probably would, in fairness to him.
David Lennon, that is a shout and a half. Andrea De Sena,
that is a belter. Yeah, that's
an absolute belter.
Yeah.
He has the head for it, doesn't he?
He's definitely ending up, he's definitely going to Margate for 3 months holiday, right?
Yeah.
Smokes, loads of smokes, right? Cans, not a bother, biscuits during the day just to keep him taking over. But I reckon he's the sort of fella that could go down to the local Indian to get a bit of food and end up being the delivery driver. You know, like in a Toyota Starlet or something. Do you know what I mean? That's what I end up. Yeah, that's the scene is the shout, actually. There you go.
And to be fair, Chris Brackett said Danny Ings, but Danny Ings is the person that Don Henley wrote that song, The Boys of Summer, about, because he's the fella that was left behind. He lives in the town all year round. He lives there. That's just his gaff. He lives in a house. Right?
Danny Ings is the man off peak.
He's the off peak man.
On peak. He's still Andreas the saying it is your man. Right. Okay.
He's keeping the bacon fries and scampi fries being sold while everyone's out of season, right? Okay. He's having 3 points watching the football.
Okay. Well, if anyone ever happens or gets the chance to get a picture where Andreas is saying outside the takeaway and Margie, we will be forever in your debt. Let's be honest.
Well, can I just say thanks to all the lads going off on holidays and to the Liverpool team, and also to the fact that we're
isn't
really
isn't it mad that the most interest you've shown in this Liverpool side in 18 months is the holiday. Where they go on holiday?
But like, you don't need to worry about football. This is the whole thing. This is what I wanted to thank, right? I wanted to thank the lads for being able to give us summers without this horrible rapprochement and concern and worry. Is this the missing piece of the jigsaw? Don't care. They're deadly.
Is that why the key to getting in early, which are transfer deals, means that supporters can just enjoy what the players are doing on holiday?
Enjoy the enjoy their holiday pictures. Right. It's like there's nothing better. It's like all we're missing is Judah Chalmers to do one episode, right?
Yeah.
Just at the end of June, when they're just before preseason training, to do a Wish You Were Here, where she goes and visits all the lads in their various different holiday destinations and then takes us around the shops and the restaurants and the nice things to see in the best places the lads have been in. I think that would be a great show. Forget being Liverpool and the Amazon special, All or Nothing with Arsenal. Judah Chalmers, Wish You Were Here, Liverpool, 2022. I'd love to see that. I'd pay big money just to see that on the channel. I'd buy a subscription to NFC TV.
I can see a kind of...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sitcom form in here because Dan Austin says Neil Mellor runs the caravan park, right?
Yeah.
So you could start bringing characters into this.
But Peter, okay,
he might run it, but who would like, right? Last question on that, and we'll get a few suggestions while we move on to Pete's winner or loser. I can't remember which one he done. But who'd be the caretaker? Like Neil Mellor might run it because he looks kind of, yeah, he'd run it, right? I've no problem with that. The scene, absolutely fine.
I think you're being spammed there, Gav.
Yeah, we always are. But who'd be the caretaker? So you have, and with that caretaker, you'd need someone that's organized, willing to get stuck in for a bit of work, but willing to say to the kids, yeah, don't be fucking doing that. And, you know,
there's only one person because we know his record with certain things out of motorways and stuff. It's Jamie Carragher. He's the caretaker.
You can't. He'll tell
the kids what he thinks.
No, you can't. So you need someone that's got, like, into trimming hedges. Yeah. Trimming hedges, cutting grass, but telling the kids, like, here, fucking stop, will you? Don't be doing that, right? Stop detaching the gas off the bottom of the caravan.
He was trying to change back to the lads when they threw in the tenner on the pitch. And then
our hybrid.
Yeah,
he threw the pound at him and he threw it back. Red Steves wants Rogers for caretaker. Laszlo does want Carragher. Ian Eyre is the caretaker. The only problem with Ian Eyre as the caretaker is like 6 o'clock in the evening. Like, right, lights out, everyone home, because he loves doing that on transfer deadline day, didn't he?
Ian Eyre is the fellow with the big bike in the corner. That's you know, the way there's always one fellow that has a big motorbike on the caravan park. He's there. Yeah. He probably lives there in the winter time as well, and he's got secrets that you don't know because he built that decking fairly quickly. Well, now he's around.
The caretaker is a hard one, I think, because you have to think of someone that would be into that sort of stuff. Vigard Hegum would be into that. He likes fishing and all that stuff. I think he could be good. Neil Ruddock looked like a caretaker. He'd be the terrible influence.
What about Mark Roy?
Really? I like the Crouchy show.
To be murdered if Crouchy was the fucking caretaker.
Crouchy's the campsite DJ, you know, when they put on the
Dan Austin reckons that Stefan Honcho delivers the collar gas into the site. So it's all going on. But we better get away, man, because like we're literally talking no football. My
winner, Newcastle United. And I tell you why, because they're just cut, copy, paste everything that Manchester City have done, and you know, so when it comes to the legal stuff, they'll just cite precedent and say it's been done before with no punishment, and they know it, we all know it, and it's
who have they signed?
Can I just say something? Just to interrupt you there, right? And Dicko, it's something that's coming back to me. On Saturday, I had this bizarre dream on Saturday on Friday night.
Is this Conor Bianca?
This is like honestly, right? This is what's triggered it because I just remembered what it was, right? Because honestly, because I'm not drinking as you know at the moment, so your dreams become mad.
You're just sipping out of a point there.
5 seconds ago.
That's not a point. But anyway, so
I'm not drinking.
I was having this dream. No, look, it's empty.
I'm not drinking as of 4 minutes ago.
I'm not drinking hard stuff.
So basically, right, I had this dream because I was watching, I found Be in Liverpool and I started watching it again. And I did see the Ian Air and the motorbike, right, and the Conor Plianka story. And all these things must have been in my head.
Oh my God, right? Sammy Lee is definitely the caretaker. Archie Doolin just said it there. He's definitely the caretaker, Sammy Lee. He's definitely there 100%.
Do you know who? Do you know Roy Hodgson is the next door neighbour, right? Is the fella who owns the field next to him, is constantly logging complaints to the council because they're making too much noise in caravan park.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the dream basically was that Ian Air was a freedom fighter for the Ukrainians in the Ukrainian war.
Is this
right?
A dream you had?
This is a dream, and I was on the back of his bike with him. He was going around with a machine gun, and it was like, it was the bizarrest dream. Well, again, it was wild, but it was a thing, and I was terrified. And he just kept saying, "No, relax, it's grand. We have this sorted." And he was flying off, going on, doing his wheelies and everything on the motorbike. It was bizarre. Anyway, forget about it. It was just one of those things. That,
well, there you go. If you dream about Ian Air tonight, and you're on the back of his bike, you know who's influencing you and doing that, Pete. Yeah, like. I don't know why Newcastle would be the winner because I don't know how much they've done. Like, since we spoke last week, we covered the slave sponsor thing last week. We covered a lot of what's going on with regards to sovereign state owning football clubs, but what have they done?
But listen, it's not even about it's the fact that they did the whole slave sponsorship thing shows you.
Yeah, but did we not speak about that last week?
No, it's just copy-paste, we'll do it again, no problem, because there's no accountability. For me, they're the big winners. They've just taken a map from Manchester and to lesser an extent from West London, and they've just gone, we're just going to go down that road. It won't matter. It just won't matter.
Of course it won't, but everyone knows that.
No, I just think it makes them a great winner. They're just going to walk straight in there.
What's this?
No, I just think they're winners. There's no, for me, you know, people talk about Man City being big winners, talking about Chelsea. I think the real winners are the ones that come after. When the first couple of clubs that basically don't get their arse handed to them for doing it in the first place, someone else just comes along, yeah, we'll just follow that path. Nice one, it's already been done, let's just do it again. For me, Sven Botman, the big centre-half that they paid, was probably... maybe 2 or 3 years ago, looked at just before they brought in Sven Botman, the defender from Lille, that bigger clubs in Europe wanted. And it just shows you that let's just follow the path of least resistance. There's no punishment for that. And you can actually see it. I mean, that whole sleeve sponsorship thing, you wouldn't even get annoyed about it. It's just more funny. It's like, yeah, just another makey uppy company. They're just literally going to walk that path, no problem. Let's just do it.
I've seen great stuff around it. Like, I've seen Newcastle fans asking fans of other clubs who've pointed out the fact that Neum, is that what they're called, are basically owned by the Saudi government, right? And people are like, were you this outraged when Mike Ashley put Sports Direct on the front of St James's? And this fella was like, yeah, but. He owns it, and everyone knows he owns it, and he stuck it up there for everyone to see. Like, they're just going in and doing it, and people are going, just say nothing. Just fucking say nothing. But, look, that's what's going to happen. Like, there's just, you know, I wouldn't even make them winners or losers now. It's just, that's the road that's going, that's the path that's going to be taken. It's simply that, and no one's going to stop it. Can I give a shout out to Everton this week, though? Because, fantastic here. Right, so... So first of all, James Tarkowski signs on a free from Burnley. Now, I couldn't understand how Everton got him because everyone wanted him. Do you remember everyone wanted James Tarkowski and Newcastle wanted to buy him for 50 million? But James Tarkowski comes in and his first word there was, I want to be successful, I want to win things. And I'm sitting there going, you're sitting in Everton saying that, you mad fucker. But then I seen a great tweet where there's a picture of James Tarkowski on the he's on the training ground and he's literally, you know, it's just an action shot where he's pointing at something. And this fella just put up a tweet with the picture and it just had above it, leading already. He's leading already. And I was like, oh my Jesus, this is fucking brilliant. But I just want to give a shout for everything because it's so fucking good.
No, I think
Craig Bellamy. How do we forget Craig Bellamy in our Caravan Park saga? Like,
he'd be a thief.
Perfect. No, he wouldn't. Craig Bellamy
would.
will be running the local
go karts
nightclub.
He'd be bullying kids.
No, go karts.
He'd be running the local nightclub, and Stuart Downing would be the local DJ. And if he didn't get it right, he'd be thrown out by Craig Bellamy every night, and then you'd have a load of lads on the thing. So that's what would happen there, because Stuart Downing likes doing the DJs.
The deal for Everton, of course, is dead in the water. I mean that when I say that, because obviously their club is in the water now.
The consortium went out to see where the stadium was, and they've never been seen since they walked in. And this is the new stand. Just enter through here, please. And they've never
can't breathe on the rock, can you? No, so, I don't think it's a fair show on Everton. Because for me, a lot of people kind of fired sticks and stones at us for signing players from relegated.
Absolutely right, Stephen Duffy. Bellamy were on the pitch and put course.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I had now for pitch and put / go-karts sort of way. Crazy golf? No, we wouldn't be into crazy golf. We wouldn't be having a fucking bar of that.
No.
But go on, Pete, anyway.
No, a lot of people fired sticks and stones at us for signing players from relegated clubs. But again, we have the structure in place to improve those players. And if you remember at the beginning, Andrew Robertson didn't get a sniff for 5 or 6 months, to be honest with you. But the problem with Everton is they don't have a coach who knows what he's doing.
I think it's a good signing for them.
It would be if they had a proper coach and a proper setup. But the problem is James Tarkowski would be thrown straight into the 11 and told perform miracles, whereas James Tarkowski has gone from relegation fight probably into another one. So there's not that.
Yeah, no, I think he's a really good signer for them. I just think,
for me, no.
I think he's mad. He'd be better off coming in and saying, listen, I just want to do really well here and see where it takes us. But saying I want to be successful and win things, it's unbelievable. But Everton, of course, lost with Charleston. Richarlison has been amazing.
Amazing money.
And then he puts up a picture of himself having a fight with an Arsenal player because he's a Spurs player now. And it's like, fucking, this is amazing.
Richarlison is a showman. That's all he is. It's all about how it looks. You know, he's one of those lads.
Duncan Ferguson's gone from Everton as well to pursue managerial possibilities.
Blackburn. Yep. League One manager of the month. Now 6 times next month.
I could see Big Dunk maybe running the on-site bar on everything, you know. I could see him.
He's a bouncer.
He'd be knocking out with Razor or Rocky Woods. They'd be just having a few drinks down the local to make
Do you know the way, like, you walk into some of these booths and like there's a couple of people serving drinks, but the main man is always going to down the end of the bar just as the bar curves. Yeah. And they have their two elbows down on the bar and they're chatting to the fella beside them and it's all kind of hush hush. And you know, you kind of, when you're walking by them to go to Jack's, you kind of, them two just don't seem to do anything in this boozer, but yeah.
They probably
do you know who the resort's dodgy amusement arcade owner is that might have his hand a bit in the old sort of dodgy dealings that's going on as well?
Allegedly.
Sean Deutsch.
Right.
No, I'm not saying he's ever done that in thing, but just
Sean Dyche being like doing walking tours.
What?
Yeah. You know that voice, a walking tour like of Margie.
And nah, that's there all for the sites and all.
I could see him doing something like that, yeah, I really could. Yeah. Have you any winner or loser, Phil? What did you do last
week? Terry Venables is doing the walking tours. He's bringing people
what'll happen is Sean Dyche will do the walking tours, right? Terry Venables will turn up and say, look, I'm just here for the walking tour. Sean Dyche will say, yeah, he's just here for the walking tour. But then Terry Venables will actually be doing the walking tour without being the official walking tour.
Terry's turning up. You walk into the pub and Terry's standing behind the counter and he's like, do you work here? Like,
No, I don't know this place.
Into the chipper and he's standing behind the
chipper. But he doesn't own any of them. It has nothing to do with any of them.
He's the
most vocal in your face silent partner you would ever see in any enterprise is Terry Venables.
Yeah. He doesn't invest a single penny either. Just tells you how to do everything.
We can talk for so long on Terry Venables, it's not true. your winner was lovely holidays, Phil. What's your loser?
I was going to do something on transfers, but I'm not, because do you know what, right? The loser for me, as I said to Pete, the loser for me is Wimbledon, right? Nobody knows it's on. Nobody knows it exists anymore. It's just vanished. It used to be a
Didn't even realize that.
Is there anyone going to it?
But But I'm sure there is. The same people who turn up every year that have nothing else to do, to buy strawberries and champagne, to sit there for and queue on Henman's Hill and everything like that. It's just, they're all there now. Right. And I'm sure they were there last year. They probably stay there all the way through the year. They turn into boulders like the trolls in Frozen. And when it's not there, and in the summertime, they bloom like flowers on the side of a hill. So no, like, to me, did you know it was on? I'm asking you a question. Did you know it was on?
I only realised it was on
when I said it doesn't exist anymore.
The day before yesterday, there was a fella doing underarm serves, like, right. like continuously. Like some fella called Kyriakos or something is his name.
No, yeah, Greek Australian lad. He's a bit of a prick, is he?
Kyriakos. Who knows? But I haven't watched a single ball being hit in anger or anything.
Aunt Dicko says there's empty seats everywhere.
In Wimbledon?
Yeah.
You get empty seats in Wimbledon, but when it came to court one and court two, especially if it was a big game line, there wouldn't be a single seat to be seen. But maybe it's the pricing. Because the price of everything is going up. Like, and I'm only saying that because the ballot for the Open Championship in golf next year has opened. And the prices are fucking scandalous. You know, like to go there and just to walk on the course, not get anything. It's something like £120 for the day, just to walk on the fucking course. Like,
what I find interesting is a lot of sports that were sort of vanishing have had a comeback. Like I wouldn't be mad into the Formula One. My God, that British Grand Prix was fascinating to watch. Normally it's just a procession, but there's fellas overtaking each other left, right, and centre.
I'm only getting back into this in the last year, and Kev O'Sullivan's the reason for it, right? But the thing is, as he keeps telling me, they keep changing rules that constantly evens things out, right? Mm. And constantly makes that 1 or 2% you can get absolutely massive. Whereas years ago, Williams would fly around, Williams Renault would fly around, and Mansell would be tearing through people, and there'd be a fella at the back driving for fucking Tessa Ross or whatever the fuck, one of Ferrari's offshoots, and they'd be getting lapped. But now, it's just, especially when them safety cars come out and they all 17 of them back up and they're all just at each other like animals.
It was incredible, right? And, I'm a big cycling fan. I like anything where you can get away with cheating. It's great. But, there's honestly, right, I was watching the Tour de France kick off in Denmark over the weekend, and my God, in terms of starting the Tour de France, it was incredible. There was crashes on the first day in the time trial, fellas getting wrecked. When it gets that wet on a time trial, the danger level goes up about 5,000%, right? And, they're hitting 50 kilometers an hour on slick tires as they go around the corner of those bikes. If you hit a barrier at 50 kilometers an hour, you're going to destroy yourself, right? There's no coming back. You're lapping your body parts. There's nothing to protect you as you come off the bike. Your body is your protection, right? Second day, they go out for a big cycle around like they do, and then about 3 kilometers out, there's a big huge crash. There's fellas falling all over the shop.
Come here, can I?
Big bunches are beating along the track.
Can I ask you a question? Because you brought up Wimbledon, I don't know why, because it's not even the fucking same sport as what we're trying to talk about, right? But we've gone through the caravan scenario and all, right? But you remember years ago when it rained at Wimbledon and Cliff Richard grew up and started singing?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So imagine the scenario, right? Sorry, people watching, because fuck it. We're having a nice time, right? Who would be the most non-PC? The Cliff Richard fits that perfect, right? Yeah. Stands up, he sings, we're all going on a summer holiday and all that shit, right? Everyone thinks, isn't Cliff great, right? I don't know if he bashed. Did he sing Mistletoe and Wine? I think he did, but I don't think he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he done it.
And Our Father.
Yeah. But who would be the most, the one that just wouldn't fit at all? Like, who would you, if it starts raining at Wimbledon, right? And forget the roofs are there anymore, right? But it starts raining at Wimbledon, and Cliff Richard's the bang on perfect fella to get up there and sing, right? While people are having their strawberries and cream. But who was the one? Hold on, whoa, watch him out, right? Who's the one artist where you go, I'd fucking love to see this, not just because I like him or him or her, but just the fucking reaction of Wimbledon where this fella or woman stands up and you're like, if this one starts singing their favourite tracks, there's gonna be bedlam. Who have you got, Phil?
I would go with Jamie Webster standing on the truss of centre court with the guitar.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. If you want to go out completely outrageous, I was going down that line with Chris Grohl, NWA's singing their greatest hits ever. Yeah. Right. The same record. That's just carnage, right? It's just the people. They'll be throwing the strawberries and everything at them. They won't be too happy about it. There'll be plenty of booze ringing out around there. You could think of a few others that would potentially appear that we could get no, you can't be saying no. Yeah, I'd definitely go. Now, see, Metallica and Ozzy Osbourne, you've got to remember the crowd is there, mid-40s to late-60s, predominantly white that's in the crowd, right? And they're going to remember, they've grown up with that type of stuff, so you got to go with something that's going to offend them, that really annoyed them when they were younger as well. And I'm definitely going with West Coast gangster rap as something that's just so out of what's going on there that it would be just ideal for me.
Well, Owen Bourke says Cliff Richard was back there on Sunday singing. Please tell me now. Red Steve says, remember that downhill course at the Rio Olympics? Mattresses tied around trees and all sorts. I presume that was in the cycling. He sang this year and it was worse than Diana Ross at Glastonbury. Says, he sang this fucking year? My God. Metallica, Ozzy Osbourne, Ice Cube, says Chris. Tupac or Eminem. Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know what the fuck that is. John Lydon.
There's one that you could say that I'm not going to say.
No, but, he's not getting read out. Daniel O'Donnell. Let me see. Susan Boyle. Shane McGowan of the Pogues. Tupac. Slayer.
You don't sing along with Susan Boyle, for God's sake.
Chaz and Dave.
They're the ones that are buying pop star the rivals and everything they are, whatever it's called these days.
Johnny Rotten. Slipknot. The Prodigy will be fucking deadly.
don't sing along with you.
But no, there's so many there that could you just imagine like it start raining and this person just goes, I'll sing a few songs and everyone's going, oh my God, we can't let this happen. But we can't really
Puff
say
Daddy,
no.
Puff Daddy on one side and Dr. Dre on the other, right? Yeah. We're gonna have a battle.
Yeah, I think like you're right, it would be kind of people between say 40 and 60. So you're probably gonna have to go some young artists in their 20s.
Well, come here. I saw the lineup for Longitude, and I'm going to just point out.
Fred Steele says, keep plunking, singing that the court.
But honest to God, right? I saw the lineup for Longitude. Longitude is sort of like a 2-day festival in Dublin in one of the parks, just for anyone who's watching that isn't from Thing, right? But there's a fella that's out singing that seems to be famous with the young people these days called Dave. Gavin, Dave, I don't know what he sings or what he does, but I just thought that the name was, that's phenomenal. Imagine, like, you wouldn't get away with that back in my day. Dave, it could be a band. Yeah. I don't know what it is, right? But I was there. Then I started seeing all the names, Achies and all this type. I've no idea who any of these
Marilyn
people are.
Manson, I think it'd be a great show.
Yeah, I know who Kendrick Lamar is, or is James, just in case. But like these are so new that I have no idea who any of them are. I remember seeing one day when there was somebody called J. Cole, and I honestly thought it was Joe Cole had gone into singing. Like, that's what I thought.
There's been such a backup since COVID that all the big acts have been, Phil, it's funny, all the big acts have been booked and are trying to fulfill kind of backlogs. So a lot of smaller acts are coming through and doing shows. And you're kind of, a lot of lads are ringing me up from Drimna saying, oh, I got tickets for Electric Picnic. And there's names here. If you have a look at the names, don't know who they are. What the fuck is going on? This fella's from
Spain. Did you get called up yet?
No, but you know what I mean? That's what's going on. The backlog of that is
what's the name of your group again?
It's a good thing and a bad thing. No one's that desperate. You'd be more of a chance of seeing Keith Plunkett and as the lads are saying, and a tin whistle. Maybe the Wolf Tones is a good show. But no, and I think that's what's going on, Phil. I've seen a lot of names that you're kind of going, who's that? You know, where does you know, yes.
Mr. Blobby.
We've done all our winners and we've done all our losers. We've about 10 minutes left. So, Phil.
I was really excited about the Tour de France, and this is going on in the same week that the World Games is going on. This is just like it's manna from heaven. The next couple of weeks are fantastic. I see the lads are back starting their pre-season training, which is fantastic. We didn't talk about that, but that's great. That'll interest all the people. There'll be loads of pictures of fellas in training gear and exercise bikes and running around the pitch, and people can start getting worried because somebody doesn't look great and all that type of stuff over the next few weeks, right? So that's great. You can part that going on. But I think this is an opportunity for people to explore different sports, summer sports, right? Sports that, so I want that you can
to
keep
me.
Going.
I want you to give me your 10 top sports from the World Games.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the War Games.
Yeah. Give me your top 10.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not going to give them a particular order, but I'll try fit them into sort of the days they start, because it is as a schedule.
Yeah.
It's going from the 7th to the 17th. It's only 10 days of brilliance, right?
Right.
So, like, the first day, the 7th, it's really just the opening ceremony. There's nothing on that day. So, that's the
So, what did you do? Just want to go, big ceremony. What's on now? Nothing. See us tomorrow. Nothing.
Exactly. It's the whole game.
It's fucking so good, isn't it? And I'd say the opening ceremony starts at 11. It finishes about 11:45. And look, we meet back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
It starts at 7:30. And finishes at 8:20.
Everyone down to the roller skating park at 8:30 in the morning for the opening ceremony. And by 11 o'clock, everyone's gone home. Listen, let's not try run before we can walk. Let's turn up tomorrow at 10 and see how we get on.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves in these, because it's very important. But on the fourth day, which is the 8th, right, the climbing starts. Now, honestly, right, I love climbing, watching the climbing. And that's not even
what
a joke.
What have they called
it? It's just called climbing. They haven't even tried to
Okay. You haven't tried to do anything special with that, right?
No, the climbing doesn't start. The climbing, that's actually back end. I'm reading my notes here.
Whereas Kieran B says chess boxing better be in the top 5. Matt Sweeney says, and you'd be delighted with this. Matt Sweeney says, I'm living for these War Games now, thanks to Phil's commendable ambassador work.
Excellent. Right, so we're going first day, right? The flying disc starts. Okay, so flying disc is on.
Frisbee.
Frisbee is on the fourth day. And floorball also starts, right?
Floorball is hockey.
It's hockey that you used to play in school. Where you
stop leaning forward because you're going past your mic and no one can hear you.
Sorry, floorball. Right, so we go floorball, fourth day. It's on. It's the earliest thing that's on. It starts at 9:30 in the morning on Friday morning, which is Alabama time, which is probably about 2:30. So just as you're winding down and work, right?
Lunchtime.
Around that time, lunchtime, right? And you want to do something, floorball starts. Lash on the floorball. Can't go wrong. Lads,
which is hockey, field hockey.
Which is field hockey indoors.
Indoor field.
Oh, so bandy. The Norwegians call it bandy. Any Scandies on this will tell you where's Sten when you need him.
Yeah, but hold on. It's just hockey.
No, bandy. It's called.
No, but it's hockey.
I'm sold. I can't wait to
floorball. Right, I love floorball.
Floorball.
What was it?
Floorball. Because they couldn't call it indoor hockey. It's floorball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, but so come here.
It's a plastic ball, Phil. A light plastic ball. Really light plastic ball.
You haven't decided yet.
They'll decide on the opening ceremony. But what was the other one? Disc throwing?
Flying disc. But flying disc doesn't start until later. You get the floorball first, and then the flying disc starts out. Now, there's bowling on, right? There's 10-pin bowling starts.
Is that
right?
Just called 10-pin bowling, or is it called swerve ball?
Everyone's seen bowling before, and so it's grand.
Fuck that. We're not watching that.
That's boring. The archery starts that
But this
day,
this right? has moving targets, am I right?
This is moving
plus
targets.
You're on the back of a Jeep when you're shooting.
And there could be humans involved as well. So it's like, it's definitely, it's,
and
it's one to tune into.
And all the deer that used to be in the area where the archery is about to start are gone missing.
Is gone. Are gone missing. Right.
Okay.
This is going to be
okay.
Hunger right. Games, so, this is.
But the archery, genuinely, you're standing in your spot in the archery and the targets are moving. They're not. It's
no, they're moving.
They're moving.
It's genuine move targets. Yeah, it's not like in the Olympics where you stand there. Remember, the Olympics sponsor this. This is not making up, right? This is a serious competition with athletes from around the world that's involved in this, right?
Yeah.
And then look, there's traditional stuff that people will probably into, like karate's on. Right? You can go and watch the karate stuff, but like you may as well be watching the Olympics if you're going to watch karate, right? Yeah. Lacrosse is on. Lacrosse is probably interesting for us because none of us ever watched lacrosse, right? But it's lads. It's sort of like hockey meets camogie meets
with a basket,
bee catching meets loads of
I wouldn't be into that.
So the roll also, Gav, the speed skating starts on day one as well.
Which is on rollerblades, not...
Which is on the rollerblades in the blue track in the middle of the Northside Shopping Centre car park.
Genuinely, right? So people, if you type into Google speed skating arena, World Games 2022, and just look where they've put it.
Can I hold up the picture? Am I allowed to hold up the picture I sent you?
Yeah.
Because that's not breaking anything, isn't it?
No. It's just a picture.
So it's just a picture. So just
Colin Dyke says green book. I'll move it over there.
There's the mascots of the World Games that I keep on
plasticine.
And if I go up, there's the track. There's the rollerblade track.
Yeah, but show them the big picture of the track was great. Do you remember the one you sent me?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, there's no way this is the track. Colin Dyke says green bowling. You know the green, what do you call that?
Bowls.
I'd love a game of bowls.
Bowls is quality.
Yeah. I'd love a nice summer's evening, right, in a bowling club that, you know, serves points. And fucking game of bowls, load of fucking Guinness and few smokes, and just have a lovely game of that. I might try that.
So anyway, then the last, Pete. The last, my third sport for the first day, right, to check in on, is the underwater sports. The fin swimming starts, right. So that's where you hold your breath and you have your fins on. You swim from one end of the pool to the other.
Okay. Oh my god! Oh, fucking hell.
So they go under the water, and
what if you come out of the water? Disqualified. Oh my god! So you've three options in this, right?
Die.
Swim to the end.
Get disqualified
or die. And the Olympics are paying for this, by the way. Holy Jesus Christ. Oh my god, right?
That's three for day one.
Nailed it. Chris Golden nailed it for you, Gav. You need to get down to Crumlin.
It's not been open since COVID, he said.
Has it not?
No, I look up Lawn Bowls clubs and I go and play.
Quality.
I'd love a go over. Anyway, go on.
So there's a lot of interest in the fistball. Fistball's on the start on Sunday.
What's that again?
The lads fist the ball.
What is it?
It's a volleyball.
It's a volleyball.
It's basically volleyball on a football pitch, right? And it's allowed bounce once. People will love this. People will genuinely love this. This is actually an improvement on volleyball.
It's volleyball over in there.
Over massive net.
Right. On a pitch the size of a football pitch. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, like a kid's football pitch.
Oh, seven aside. Right.
Seven aside, yeah.
But there's only five people on each side.
But if I smack it down and it hits the ground, that's okay, because once they keep it
that's
up,
okay.
And they get three taps of it to get it back over the net.
They're allowed to keep it up. Once they keep it up, and then they can do like overhead volleys and stuff like
that. Yeah, but hold on. As long as they want.
Yeah.
No, in volleyball, you're allowed three shots on each side. You know, like when it comes over your side, you can kind of, you get it up in the air, someone hits it up, and then you hit it. So it's three. But this, you can just hold it in the air as long as you want.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Right.
You could probably put it in your jersey if you wanted, and then you could flip it up if that's great. Now, the other thing is that one that's worth watching as well on Sunday is parkour. You might think it's a bit of a whopper, but it's parkour. It's not a free running where you have to jump over obstacles and stuff like that.
Parkour?
Yeah.
What's it called that for?
That's the name of it. It's free running. You know the fellas that run along the top of buildings?
Free running is deadly.
And they jump over things and everything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they jump from building to building. And they stop at the edge and they do handstands and they stick it on Instagram.
So it's basically you get points for, again, not dying. And bonus points for
not dying, doing, not dying
with
huge.
A bit of style. Is that basically?
Yeah. Yeah, and speed. Because you have to run really quickly.
So you're on the clock.
I'm keeping tumbling to last. So don't be worrying, lads. I haven't forgotten about tumbling because tumbling's very important.
Tumbling is not tumbling, just to let people know, because it's outrageous. Go on.
Now there's loads of dance sports for anyone that's into dance sports. There's Latin, there's rock and roll couple, the standard couple, and there's individual men and individual women.
This isn't
dancing.
Fucking Mosny 1989.
It is The dancing starts on Friday as well.
Dancing? You can't have dancing in the Olympics.
It's not the Olympics, the World Games.
But the Olympics are paying for this.
No, they are. They're athletes.
Hold on. Do you know when the Olympics comes around? The Olympics is in 2024, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Is there dancing in the Olympics? There's not. Surely not.
There could be if it proves popular. Remember, this is a test bed that the Olympics can go, you know, that fistball's deadly.
But it's just all their sports with a different name.
Well, they aren't. So, but lastly, right, the canoeing is on as well. Right? So the canoeing is starting, we're up to halfway. So canoeing starts on Monday, right? So the marathon.
Is this the one where you have to swim out as far as the sea as you can?
The one where we don't know, where there's no set.
There's no finish line. It's just, you go down the rapids, you go out into the open mouth of the river, out into the sea, and whoever goes the furthest before they give up, it's there's the winner.
Again, keep the going. Object is to survive.
It's fucking Hunger Games.
Yeah, but that's on Sunday. Monday. That starts Monday. So the standard
sports,
distance.
What fighting sports, Phil? What fighting sports are there?
Karate.
There's Muay Thai, there's karate, there is jiu-jitsu, there's kickboxing, there's korfball.
What's korfball?
It's not fistball. It's a different version of it.
For fuck's sake.
Right? I'm thinking, if this gets up, Irish crowds going to this for the fighting. I mean, fighting is something boxing in the
You're not going to this for the fighting. I'll tell you what you're doing. You're going there, right, with a bag of cans. And you're walking in, you're saying, show me the far weirdest fucking sports in here, and I'll sit here all day watching it. That's exactly what it is. Now,
hang on, just one second, right, because there's a couple we missed, right, and that are very important, and they're probably my favourites in terms of what's there, right? So the tug of war starts on Thursday, and it finishes on Saturday. Now, I'm not sure if they start on Thursday, if they keep pulling.
And just reefing on this rope for 40 hours.
I'm hoping that's the case. You come back 3 days later.
And they're still there. They're all asleep.
That would be fantastic, right? But the life-saving gaff starts on Sunday.
Life-saving.
Hold on. Laura Duffy says, this can't be fucking true.
It is.
Break dancing is going to be included in the Summer Olympics of 2024.
That is 100% true.
Right. Okay. Can I ask you two final questions? Because we're running over time. When does the chess boxing start?
Chess boxing is just after korfball on Saturday week.
Okay. So right near the end.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a highlight of games.
And
I was orienteering. I don't know how to do orienteering, because orienteering you're meant to be up a mountain in the wilderness and stuff like this, but in the middle of Birmingham, Alabama, if it works in a grid system, eventually they're gonna get to where they need to get to.
I know, they're fucking mad, yeah. Right. I wonder will they turn a few signs the wrong way and all to confuse them.
That would be brilliant.
Right? Yeah.
Tug of war. They have triathlon down on the official thing, but it isn't triathlon, it's duathlon.
Okay.
So there's no triathlon. So anyone's waiting for the swimming part, it's not going to happen.
Oh, no, this is where they just run and cycle.
Run.
They went into the fucking...
Don't like the swimming. Remember your man? Don't like the swimming bit. So
there was another girl that was... I seen the quote from, and she said, I really like rollerblading because it's taught me so much in life. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, nobody goes out on a pair of rollerblades around the park and goes back and says, I've learned so much in these set of rollerblades. It's like led me so far in life.
You know, there's dancing on the rollerblades as well.
Jesus Christ. No. Now, can I ask you, the tumbling is not tumbling, it's just flipping continuously as far as you can.
It's power flipping.
And then landing. And it's impossible to land because you have to do possibly about 40 flips along this massive mat that's about a quarter of a kilometer long, and by the time you go to land, your head is all over the camp. So if you land, you basically win. Your gold medalist if you can land.
Yeah, 100%. So that's on the last day. It's one of the sports that's going to close out the World Games. It's the best thing.
Yeah,
right? It's like literally you can watch it. I've watched it when I was doing the research on these. I sat down and started watching all the content to see what's genuinely interesting to watch. What can you sit down and watch and go, that's actually something that I'm enjoying watching here. Just you can see the skills and all that type of stuff. That's on the final is on from 1:05 in the afternoon till 1:30 on the Sunday, which is the day the games close. So you can see with the game's closing at 4 o'clock that day. That's one of the last events, so that's like a closing event.
Close at 4 o'clock of the day.
And just, you have to like just clear up the track, clear up the bits and bobs.
Fuck's sake! Why, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Listen, we're out of here. You could see the two rollerbladers coming around the final corner, would you? And it just goes 4 o'clock, and you just come across the track of them. Now listen, forget about it. We're out of time. Fuck off.
this is like
my god.
Is there anything else worth watching? So you have the canoeing. They have canoe football or canoe polo. So that's where there's a ball in the middle of a load of canoes, right? Mm. And they try
with the nets up high and all that.
Yeah, but they try to hit it into the goal with their oars. Kind of with the oars and everything, right? That's good. There's loads of weird gymnastic stuff that we talked about. You've got handball. Well, actually, if you like football and you like stuff like that, handball is genuinely a great game. It's high speed. They play a lot of it in Spain.
People, is that the one where you run around throwing the ball into a net?
Yeah.
Handball, like a football goal.
Barcelona have one of the best teams in the world. Handball is.
And what's the crack?
Handball.
When you get the ball, can you run with it, or do you have to stop when you get it?
Same as football, just in your hands. Yeah, when you get it, when you're in possession,
you're only allowed two or three steps or something with that. Yeah, I'd say.
The run and jump and throw.
Yeah,
but the goalkeeper, Phil, you'd be into the goalkeeping part. Deadly.
Oh, do you know what? The one thing about the War Games is they're putting the wheelchair rugby. There's no like Paralympics for the War Games, whatever. So they put wheelchair rugby in. Inclusive. Into the World Games. Mm. So it's like, which is fantastic to see. Also, Gav, your favourite, Life Saving.
Oh, yeah.
Life Saving, which is really important, is on the Sunday and Monday. The first couple of events is the 100 metre mannequin carry with fins for men. And then you have the 200 metre obstacle swim for men.
I just have visions of a fella with a set of fins on him from Pennies, and he just grabs the mannequin on the way out and he says, right, I'm good to go, and he's trying to swim down the fucking hill with this board on his back with a fucking blouse and skirt on it.
The one that's genuinely it's the one I'm definitely going to watch is the 4x25 metre mannequin reel.
4x25 metre. These teams of this shit and all. Oh my god.
You have to hand over the mannequin. You know what I mean?
Oh my god. Does it have to be the full mannequin? Or is it just the torso?
No, it's just the head and the torso.
Oh my god, we have to get out of here. Lads, that has been Winners and Losers. We've spoken a little bit about football tonight. We've touched on a couple of subjects, winners and losers, football related. We've touched on Wimbledon. We've made up a sitcom about Margie and former or present footballers that could do a job there or just go there on holiday. We've spoken about the War Games. We've done loads. And look, what else should you be doing on a Monday night by having a bit of crack?
Before I go. So, Olympic.org. has live streaming of the World Games from the start to the finish. There's eight dedicated channels to cover across all the different sports, right? Mm-hmm. CBS Sports, if you happen to have access to CBS Sports in your area or your state or wherever you are, have a 1 hour highlights package that comes on at 10 o'clock every night.
American their time. So five in the morning.
Replayed the following morning with it, right? That will give you a 1 hour lowdown as to what happened today at the games.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one for to get into in terms of what it is. And I think in Spain, TVP have exclusive rights, and L'Equipe in France have exclusive rights to the War Games, and we'll be broadcasting the games live as well.
So TV Spain, yeah, free to air here. So happy day.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Phil, will you post the links? Post the links.
Phil, on Twitter, please post the links.
Yeah. Okay. I'll post the links.
Yeah.
Too busy watching.
Post them all on Twitter. Post all the links to the channels and the schedule and the whole lot, and I'm sure people will follow it.
Just remind me on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, because it starts on Thursday.
Yeah, but remember,
it's only the opening ceremony on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're only doing a half on Thursday, and then they're heading off to be back on Friday to do a proper It's like when you get a new job, isn't it? You go, just come in. You know the way you go in and you go, just come in for a couple of hours in the morning. We get your emergency tax sorted and you can go back in and start on Friday proper. That's exactly what the World Games is, which is amazing. Right, but listen, we have to go. Failicon, the link is in the description if you want to donate to them. Phil is doing his Iron Man challenge.
Wouldn't there be World Games challenge?
Yeah, end of July, I think. It's up in so if you want to sponsor Phil... Days. If you want to sponsor days. In 19 days, he's doing that. If you want to sponsor Phil, link is in the description because he's using that link. All right. Tomorrow, Keith and Joe Wayman, the Leeds fan, will be doing the transfer show. Wednesday is our big quiz, 50 questions about LFC. You can watch it on YouTube, but stick it on your TV or your laptop or your tablet or your desktop or wherever it might be. And use the link on the screen or in the show descriptions this week to play on your phone at the same time. It was brilliant crack last week. Go and check it out. We had 70 playing last week. Went down to the last question. So we're having another go at it this week. We're going to do it weekly until the season starts anyway. And we might bring it into next season as well. Thursday, we will have an In My Life out, which was recorded tonight with Ash McCall. So that will be released audio only on Thursday morning. Friday will be Sports Unplugged. Sunday will be the Fatback Four. And... before you know it, we'll be playing pre-season games. Phil, thanks a million for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure and an eye-opener, I'm going to be honest. I just can't stop thinking of the Finns. P, thanks a million for joining us.
I'm off the TVE to make sure to schedule the World Games.
Absolutely, start setting
I'm going out to the Catalan to get a snorkel and fin so I can start practicing for the 2024 War Games.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Finn's
Yeah.
I thought that was
Yeah. No, they have a Catalan. Right, I have to go. Seriously. Talk to you in a bit. Over now. Sports Social Podcast Network.